Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Got just a few minutes here with the mayor of a small town in Maryland, and then Dr. Carla Satchel, the microbiologist you may have heard on Chicago's afternoon news yesterday, will join us after 10 o'clock. We're going to play for her clips from the Jon Stewart, Stephen Colbert bizarre conversation where Stewart was making points about the Wuhan conspiracy, and you think he's on the Senator Johnson bus. And Colbert and everybody was laughing, but they were also a little uncomfortable. I want her to break that down for us, what the truth was and wasn't that Stewart was saying. But here's Mayor John Colburn. Mayor, you're on WGN Radio in Chicago. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning. Thanks for calling.
What is the name of your town? I want to make sure I pronounce it correctly.
It is Lona Coning, Maryland.
Lona Coning, Maryland. They call it Coney up there, I guess, huh?
Yes, they do.
Small town, it said in the Washington Post today, of 1,200 people, just 400 families. Sound about right?
That's about right with us. Yes, it is. We're a small town, very close-knit.
There in the Coney market, they say, the winning lottery ticket for $731 million was sold. The winners are taking it as a lump sum of about $360 million. It's somebody probably in your town, but nobody knows who the winners are. Is that also correct?
That is correct, because state of Maryland, you do not have to give your name if you're a winner.
It could.
And I personally have no idea who the winner is of the ticket. And they're not even really sure if it's someone in the small town.
Right.
We are on a major artery, a route, and anyone could have bought that ticket. It could be someone from Chicago that was coming through our town, bought the ticket, and rode off into the sunset.
But I heard that you personally had a $5 million campaign donation from one of the locals. That seems suspicious, Mayor.
Well, first of all, I don't take any contributions to become mayor. So that's absolutely false. And that is what has happened. When the Washington Post come up here and started speaking to several people, they were just feeding them a bunch of bull crap and then knowing it wasn't true. And nothing like that has ever happened. I was just reelected as the mayor in May, and I don't have to have any campaign funds to do so.
$5 million does sound a little suspicious for a town of 400 families. So, but the story is that, all right, maybe it's somebody locally, and everybody's wishing that they'd know and wishing that they would share.
Sure.
But they also say folks are coming from other states, just coming into town, trying to figure out where the money is, you know, who those people are. Is that right?
That is correct. I guess the old saying, gold digger, is being they are coming in, sending all kinds of letters, asking for money requests, and they send them to my town hall office. They send them to the little grocery store, and we just dispose of them. We don't even fool with them because they're just bogus. There's no such person that we can tell in the town that has that winning ticket.
Do you think the winning ticket lives in your town or one of the winners?
Well, I honestly don't know. Believe me, I hope there is that person because I think we are a very small, knit community. And I feel if someone locally has won that ticket, I honestly think they'll do very good things for the community and help the people who need help.
Yeah.
So I do hope it is for my facility.
Yeah, they said the poverty rate in your town is twice the state average. So you'd like to see somebody, I don't know, build a community center or find a way to share the wealth, create some jobs, open a business. What would you do if someone did have tens of millions of dollars to spend? What would you ask them to do in your town?
Well, I'd say the government is at the problem with the employment rate because there are plenty of jobs in my town and in this county. It's just the people that were getting all these unemployment benefits don't want to come back to work. And I'm sure you're experiencing up in your state as well. The job rate is available. But hey, if you can sit at home and collect unemployment and do it, that's what they're doing. And that's the issue with these unemployment.
So really, that gets you from 12 to 24%, you think, huh?
Well, it definitely gave it some boost. I can guarantee you that because there are a lot of hardworking people here. And now we are in these small governments where there is just not a lot of industry. And we lost a major, major industry just about 2 years ago. It was the West Vaco Versa paper mill. And it was just something that wasn't being as productive as the owners wanted it to be, and they pulled it. And that took about 1,200 jobs out of the three existing communities. So that's where most of that came.
Well, I sure hope that the person comes forward, although they don't have to, and I sure hope they are generous with your town. That'd be the icing on the cake for this one.
It truly would. And if someone has won it, they can remain anonymous and make anonymous donations.
No one would ever know. And maybe the winner's in Chicago, like you say. If you're that person, let's help out the people in that little town there. They say, I'm going to sound like nice folks.
Absolutely. Thank you for calling us. We do appreciate reaching out to us.
You're John Coburn from Maryland.